town you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk
Podcast for the people, by the people.
That's right. That's right. This episode is brought to you by MidlandUSA.com. How do you like that? That
sounds
pretty.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. That yeah, working really on that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's wow. Good. We don't even need to cut that out. It's yeah. So good.
Midland Radios. We've partnered with them. We're working with these guys. We've got a bunch of their products. They're super sweet. Check them out, MidlandUSA.com. If you use the code FARMFOCUSED, you'll get 15% off. This is like walkie-talkies, cab-mounted radios, all these kinds of things, two-way communication.
Get on the Midland Radio.
Everybody needs some kind of communication device, so check it out.
It's a good idea to get them.
You could also go to, if you don't already know him, you should go on the YouTubes and look up Field Rose and find Randy the Farmer. And he has created a song for Midland, and it's freaking hilarious.
I bet so.
So you need to yeah. check him out, and you need to listen to that. But yeah, good stuff. 15% off, code FARMFOCUSED.
FOCUSED.
FOCUSED, MidlandUSA.com. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Wow, he is like so hilarious tonight. Do you think it's
That's
the drink?
It's pretty good.
Hey, you
it's
guys making
drink.
Fun of my drink?
I'm not.
Sounds guys, like we always talk about drinks on here, okay? So I'm pushing the water tonight.
Okay.
It's not dry January, okay? It's just I'm doing a cleanse, reset, you know, 16 days, we're good. Ben?
Let me take a little
on the other
sip
hand,
here.
What are you drinking there?
Yikes.
He is drinking a Coors Edge
non-alcoholic brew. We've got about less than 0.5% alcohol in this beast.
Wait, so then there
beast?
Is alcohol.
0.5%. Yeah, there's a little snippet.
Oh, okay. What's a full beer? 4.5?
I think they're like 4 or something like that.
4.2.
4.2.
Unless you're in Colorado.
Oh, right? What's Colorado?
Yeah, it's 2.3.
It's 3.2.
It's pretty low. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to say 3.2.
Yep.
Yeah, so when you'd go on a skiing trip, like spring break or whatever, you just had to drink twice as much, twice as fast.
So right? if I'm doing the math properly, I can basically drink like 9 of these for one standard Coors Light.
Okay, that would...
Didn't have to get after it. Mm-hmm. Does that like undo the purpose?
Yeah, that, and I want to know, because I saw a video on that, like what is the sugar content? Because they said
with
non-alcoholic beers, I'm not kidding, you've got to look at the sugar content. So we got to look at the packaging.
I don't think these have any sugar.
Nah, I bet you're wrong.
I mean,
They say it's very deceiving.
I would bet that... you know, some of those other like NA drinks that are getting kind of trendy.
Or like mocktails.
Probably have sugar, yeah. For,
okay.
But this is...
No?
I don't know. Maybe it's brewed with... I don't know. Maybe it's brewed
with sugar.
I don't
know. That's what I heard. But Andy's pumping the full throttle over there.
Well, I'm double fisting now,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought, you know,
Andy rolls in here.
Yeah, I got 12-pack of the fun beers, the real ones.
And he got some drinks for me, and I feel bad.
Yeah, the claws.
But,
you know. It's all right.
I'm giving it a little stretch. I'm going to have some of this non-alcoholic stuff for a little bit. I don't know. Just see what happens.
Is there really that much of a difference between an Edge and a Coors Light? Coors Edge and a Coors Light?
As far
as what?
I think
it is. Yeah. Alcohol content's like 4.5 or 4.2. Yeah,
really? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I can have like 9 of these instead of one.
Oh, I.
But
yeah.
I would never have just drank one anyway.
And by law, it should... The alcohol content should be on the bottle.
Yeah,
I'm
sure it's on there somewhere.
It's pretty blurry.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're making that
really
hard
bad.
To read.
Yeah. You sure you're not just getting old?
Do you want me to hold it?
Yeah, you read that.
Yeah.
Oh.
See?
This is 16 ounces, so that's 2 beers.
I know, I got the fun ones.
Well, it's not 2, it's like 1.5 maybe.
Well, anyways... So you don't know how long you're going to be on this horse. You're just trying it out. And same with our guest.
Yeah, just taking a nice little wait. We don't really know anything about our guest yet. But
oh, well,
this
I, heard
is
a, 4.1. I heard a voice earlier.
My Busch Light is 4.1. I can read this can.
Okay.
I'm just taking a a little, I'd say, much needed break. It's been a long time since I've gone any kind of stretch without alcohol, and so just seeing what it's like.
So what do you feel like?
It's been a little over a week so far.
Alive?
I feel fine. I had a little bit of a headache. That had to have been like some kind of withdrawal.
Yeah.
That went away. I feel like I'm sleeping a little bit better. I wake up feeling a little bit better.
Really?
I definitely, for sure, have more energy.
And you said you don't pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't get up in the middle of the night and pee. That's nice.
Wow.
But yeah, who knows? I'm sure there's more to come. This is 4.2 Coors Light.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
See, I was right. Okay.
All right. Well, I was saying that jokingly, you know, because that's the joke. You know, Coors Light's pretty weak.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know. I got it.
Yeah.
Well, Coors Edge is definitely weak.
It's the weakest.
But to your point, you were saying when you went and looked, I've never looked for NA beers. There was a ton of them. So that's shocking.
I've never looked myself until just this week. And at my favorite store, Hy-Vee, there is a whole freaking cooler full of NA drinks.
Yeah, reminds me of an old bit. And I'm all for it. You know, No Drink November, all that stuff. But it's like sucking titty through a sweater, right? You know, you know, I don't know. You know, it's just
okay. So
beer without booze. Yeah, I don't know. It's an abomination, right? I mean, it's not beer then.
It's true.
It's not like,
but it's fun. I'm in total support, and I've always thought about. I don't know.
Do you call it going sober?
I don't know.
I don't even like that word. Is that what you call it?
Sober. I don't know.
Clean.
I don't know. Because, like, I overthink everything. I think my big addiction right now, and I even got called out on my brother-in-law, is, and you guys even questioned me on it, coffee. I'll drink a half a pot.
You
I don't
have
give a shit.
Said that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? That's something that I've noticed as well. I've always drank coffee, but it's usually like half a cup or something like that.
Yeah. Just a shot here.
Last couple of days, because like I said, it's only been a week. Since I've had no beer, I'll drink almost the whole damn pot.
I'm making five cups in the morning, and it's almost gone.
And
is that the same with you?
You look into coffee. There's some crazy shit going on there. That bean's loaded with some fun stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
bubbly water, like the salsa
that salt. Brand bubbly or whatever. Yeah,
it's good.
It is. I was
drinking
not
too many.
Buying it because of who's behind it or who owns it. It's what's his name? That singer, Michael Bublé.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my wife, she's a kind of a big fan, and,
and you're like,
he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's a great looking guy.
Oh,
he's
so
a,
you're
he's
like,
a
looking
voice.
Guy. So you're like, I don't want to support him because my wife likes him.
Yeah, just a little.
Is she jealous. Like her? Is that like the one? Like
the one?
Like, do you guys give each other the one? Like, if you ever met this person,
that's the hall pass.
Yeah,
he's the hall pass.
Oh man, that you know what? We've never had that conversation actually.
That's probably healthy. Like, yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I try to steer away from that type of conversation.
Where I was trying to get to was, if you give up beer, then do you give up coffee? Then now I give up coffee. Now do I give up Snickers bars?
Right.
You know,
snowball your effect.
Yeah, your body is a filter, and it's on you what you're going to give your body to filter out. And I mean, I'm even being told like that my tap water is poisoning me.
Right.
And if you look into that, it's probably true. I better stop drinking water. So it's like, Jesus Christ. And
the fluoride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then other shit too that's building up on the old lead pipes. Yep. Okay. So,
oh gosh.
Why don't we put plastic pipes in? Oh, plastic poisoning is the worst. The microplastics. Like, well, shit.
Right.
So now I can't drink water. I can't drink coffee. And everyone else around me stopped drinking beer. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
In high school, I got a t-shirt. And it was a quote from Ben Franklin. Don't you like Ben Franklin?
Who doesn't, right?
Right, yeah. It says, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. And so I'm just like, you know what? I'm not smarter than Ben Franklin. I don't even pretend to be. I'm just going to enjoy my beer and try and be happy.
He's a wise man.
He is, right? So anyway, that's my little rant. I'm in full support, and I always thought it looked interesting or something to try and do. I just don't know if I can. And then I'd tuck myself in and out of it.
Overall, I agree with you. And I always go back to, I think it's like anything else. If you're consuming it in moderation, mm-hmm. then I honestly think you're fine. Mm-hmm. But for myself personally, I was just drinking too much beer. Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't matter. I could go all day, not have anything. Before I go to bed, I might have one or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I might have a nightcap of whiskey or whatever. Like, I was having at least a beer or two every day at some point in the day.
That adds up, too.
Yeah, and you just get to the point where you're like,
what are we doing here?
But you kept saying you were full, too, and, like, it just kind of made you feel... Well,
And that's another thing that's almost a downside of this. I mean, I've noticed over the last few days, I'm way hungrier than I was before.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so I'm having to think about that. Like, I'm wanting to I'm driving down the road. I'm wanting to just stop at the gas station and get a freaking cheeseburger or something.
Yeah, but you're eating better, too. I mean, we eat good, but I feel like I've seen
you
eat.
Well, yeah, you shot a deer. You're a provider. Yeah, right. Venison.
But I feel like you've been eating great, too.
I mean, fine, yeah. But I don't know. This isn't a podcast about that, but... we'll see what happens. Next week, I'll let you know.
Right on, man. Hey, I'm in total support.
Next week, he might be drinking that one.
Yeah, I've always kicked it around, too. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. I just can't pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, I hear you. So, so I had this idea because I met this dude that we'd do this monthly or semi-month or maybe every other month. What would you call it? Like a series. We'd do this series. I met this dude who's a big conspiracy guy. So let me paint this picture for you. So I was at my favorite store, Hy-Vee.
Gosh.
Love that place.
Two shout outs for them. Are we getting paid by these people?
No free ads.
No free shout outs.
Anyway.
They're employee owned though.
That's true. Yeah, we found that out on an episode. So I'm in the parking lot. I think I was on my phone. I remember I was doing something. And then I was probably sitting there for like 5 minutes going through emails or some shit. And then I lift my head up and I get ready to get out of the truck. And I look and I see this old ratty, like beat up Chevy van. And you know how there's always that thing out there of like, there's some weird dude in a van, like trying to give kids free candy.
Like a molester van?
Yeah, that's a good meme.
It was like picture that, right? Mm-hmm. So on the side of it, it says free conspiracies.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh man, and I couldn't resist. So I went up to the door and I knocked on it.
You've never told me this. You're lying.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So I knocked on it, and then this dude, you know,
in a blue suit.
Yeah, he was making weird noises and he was like, "Don't come in here," you know, like saying that's what I thought I could hear, you know.
Okay.
And then it made me want to go in there even more.
I was gonna say do that. Yeah.
So I grabbed the door and I rip it open and he like, I don't know what he was doing. It was almost like there was nobody else in there, but he like pulled up his pants real quick and like looked at me weird.
Whatever.
And like things were flying all over the place and I was like. Whoa.
Slapping laptops closed and turn off his phone. Yeah.
And then at that point, I should have known it. Like, I should have walked away, but I felt even more compelled to learn what this guy was giving away for free.
Sure.
And he was like, "Well, you're already in here anyway." And then I didn't know if I was going to get assaulted or if I was going to, like, if my mind was going to get opened up. You know what I mean?
He didn't even have to ask you to help move the couch in. Here, you get that side.
Yeah, yeah. So we go in there and I sit down and on the carpet, you know, there's all carpet in there. And
like 70s carpet or what?
Yeah, it was weird. Just like shaggy stuff. It kind of stunk a little bit. It was like
milk.
Musty. Yeah.
So gross.
Yeah. It had those seats that would like turn around backwards.
Oh, the captain's chairs. Love those.
Yeah, but they would spin.
Yeah.
You know, and then you kind of had like a
the pedestal
like a card
thing.
Table in the
yeah.
middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, "Pull up a seat." And so I did, and I was like, "So what's going on over here?" You know, and he starts telling me these freaking conspiracies, right? And I'm like, like my mind's being blown, and I'm like, "Oh my God, I never thought about it that way." Mm-hmm. And then we kept going on, and I was like, "Look, dude, I get this podcast. You know, it's out in the middle of nowhere. It'd be a perfect spot for you. You don't have to worry about, you know, any government agency coming for you or anything like that. You know, there's no like satellites over us or anything, you know, it's an old building, no good cell service, you know, these kinds of things."
Right.
He's like, "Yeah, it sounds perfect. Sounds good. Schedule him for tonight."
Mm-hmm.
and this is who we have. So we decided to call him Agent Blue. All right.
Okay. All right. Not like creepy guy in the van.
Creepy van guy, yeah. When we leave, you'll see his van in the driveway.
Oh, so. I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Was it like spray painted like the meme that says free candy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite memes of all time. It's like, this seems legit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. But what's weird is like then, you know, like he shows up today and, you know, if we have him back, if he, you know, feels comfortable with this, we're eventually going to have the camera on so people can see what we're talking about. Yeah. He's all like dressed nice now. He's got this suit on and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what the heck's going on here, but something's going on.
Something's going on.
Yeah. So
fishy.
We decided, Mr. Blue, to have you here, and we're just going to open the floor to you. So we want to talk about the things that go on in your head. What is a good topic, conspiracy wise? And then what I want to do is from the common folk perspective, give our reaction and what we really think, because I feel like you got two ends of the spectrum in the conspiracy world. You know, you've got the conspiracy theorists that are super worried.
Yeah.
The world's crashing down. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you turn around, someone's trying to get one over on you, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the other people that are like, you are effing nuts.
Yeah.
Why do you even think like that? Like, yeah, no one's ever going to hurt you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just go on about your day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, maybe leaning a little more towards the conspiracy theory guy. I mean, clearly I went in his van.
I mean, I think that's also, yeah, we should talk about that.
Well, there's a couple things working there for Ben. Carry conceal was probably the number one thing working
that's
for
true,
you.
Yeah, did you?
Without that, I don't think you would have gotten into the van. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But I did. It's a heck of a time for this because I just saw a short video about distrust in America is just down across the board, not just in our governments, but in each other. Like, we don't trust each other. Mm. We don't trust our schools. We don't trust our universities. Like, from 1976 to 2019 or whenever the last poll was, like, everything dropped by around 25% to 30%. Like, it was kind of a followed the line. Mm-hmm. So everything's nosediving as far as our faith in each other, our faith in our systems. So it's a good time to bring in a good old conspiracy.
And from a conspiracy theorist standpoint, and
those things are coming true.
What you just explained right there. See, if you think like a conspiracy theorist, is that's all by design.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be happening.
That's what they want you to do,
right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn it over here to what
Agent
did we say?
Agent Blue. Blue.
Agent Blue. What do you got for us today? What did you bring? What's the hot topic that we need to dig into?
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
are you comfortable?
I am.
Okay, good.
He carry conceals too.
Oh, he better not.
Well, I guess I would like to start off with the definition of conspiracy.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I don't think... I think there's a negative,
almost a taboo to it.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yep. Very nicely said. So I'll just give the definition real quick, and then we'll kind of start talking about some things.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, definition of conspiracy. A conspiracy, also known as a plot, ploy, or scheme, is a secret plan or argument between people for an unlawful or harmful purpose, such as murder, treason, corruption, especially with a political motivation, while keeping their agreement secret from the public and others.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So tonight, or today, when you listen to this, I think maybe focusing on what's happening in real time. So the Palisade fires.
Mm.
Okay.
That's a hot topic right now.
Yeah. Literally, hot topic.
Ooh. Yeah.
Are they still going?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah, the winds won't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, what is fanning the flames, if you will, is the increasing frequency and the intensity of the wildfires in California. They are saying that it's contributed to natural and human factors. The biggest
contributing factor that they're trying to wrap it around is climate change.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So keep climate change in the back of your mind mm-hmm. at the moment.
Okay.
Because that's a big buzzword in the conspiracy world. Rising global temperatures is what's the main focus in this. You know, obviously, right now in the reports, California is in a drought. Well, California is always in a drought. I mean, I'm originally from California, so I know I have a little bit of background in California. I won't say specifically where, but where I lived, it was particularly pretty dry. I mean, we probably got rain maybe twice a year if we were lucky. And the odd thing is that it's a huge farming community. So there's got to be a big water resource to go through that type of town. So,
is it safe to say that you are not a believer in the whole climate deal, the global warming, what do they call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I am not, and we don't necessarily have to focus on that tonight because that subject. We can go pretty in depth with that.
A lot.
Yeah, for sure. But in this particular,
how much time you got, buddy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. So as of right now, they have been saying through the data that 2023 and 2024 have been the hottest ever recorded mm-hmm. in California history. Okay, so. I would say, and again, you guys could probably contest to this, that wildfires happen pretty often out there. I mean, I don't think you can ever go in the last 10, 15 years without hearing a wildfire happening in California.
Well, it's a natural process that happens every year anyway. You talk to anybody that knows anything about forestry, it's like, no, this fire would blow through at least once a year to maintain a healthy forest. And California has some of the nicest forests.
It does
on the planet.
It does seem like, though, the ones that we hear about, which I'm sure we don't hear about all of them, are being attributed to, like, the electrical company and one of their, you know, high voltage lines, you know, or whatever.
Like, usually it's a fat, stupid camper that's drunk on my Busch Light, you know, and his fire guy out of control,
right.
And or he didn't put it out good. I'm pulling my RV and it's sparking.
Yeah,
you know, they pin it on an idiot. I feel like.
Well, and that's what I mean. I feel like most all of them that we've heard about have been attributed to some kind of human cause. Right. You know, it's like physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The laws are pretty serious out there. So, for example, I can tell you from experience. I was in a truck with an individual who was driving at night, and he flicked his cigarette butt out, not knowing that there was a CHP behind him. The fine was for flicking his cigarette out was about $500.
Oh, geez.
Whoa, they pulled him over for that and
yes.
got it?
Yep, they got him. And, you know, obviously he's remorseful and sorry and this, that, and the other, and we had a long day, so he was doing everything he could to stay awake and... He just flicked it out at the wrong time, and the CHP caught him and pulled him over and wrote the ticket. So they don't mess around in California, obviously, with that type of stuff. I mean, proof is in the pudding, right? So yeah. The Palisade fires, again, as Andy mentioned, you know, a ton of wildlife, wildfires out there that go on. So, you know, unfortunately, in the conspiracy world, excuse me, I think when people don't get the enough information or the right information or the information in real time, unfortunately, their mind starts to wander and they start to piece together in their own head what they think might be happening.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some examples. Directed energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a satellite, if you will, mm-hmm. in space, used for as a weapon to send a beam down to a specific location to shoot energy into a specific location to make it so hot that it will combust and it will start a fire.
is because of directive energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another is, again, the latest one that I have seen is satanic cults. So individuals, a part of cults, going out and lighting the fires and all this type of stuff. There's videos, and that's the other thing.
Yeah, these videos are all over X.
Yeah, I've seen some.
I just think they're shitheads.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I just think they're shitheads.
Yeah, they look like they're, unfortunately, homeless or
right.
not the top person in society, if you will, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that. But, I mean, could they have not been hired?
So again,
okay. Getting to a conspiracy. So is my brain,
there you
like,
go.
Wander? I mean,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And specifically the Palisade fires. And when you dig a little bit more and the information that comes out a little bit more, two big things stick out to me. One of them is, as of recently, now 2 months prior, State Farm came out and dissolved their fire insurance policies mm-hmm. in that specific area. So that was kind of odd,
yeah.
right? Because, again, this mm-hmm. is California, and fires happen all the time in California. So why would State Farm do that? Well, look a little further. And
then you just answer it right there. I mean, if I'm an insurance company, I do not want to insure for fucking fire.
Yeah.
You know?
So from, like I was saying, you know, we kind of want to put, like, what would be the, you know, the common folk, the everyday mm-hmm. interpretation of some of these things.
And take
some,
a step back. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does kind of.
I don't think it does at all.
Well, insurance companies, I mean, it happened around here locally where we're at, is that, you know, everyone's homeowner's insurance has gone through the roof. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. because of, mm-hmm. they claim it's because of, you know, increasing storms. Mm-hmm. And one thing that is legitimate is the increased price to rebuild. Mm. I mean, our house is worth twice as much as it was when they bought it,
yeah.
you know, and it's not really that it's worth that. It's just that the materials cost that much more now, you know, so they're all mm-hmm. jacking up their prices. And also something that I had heard in regards to the insurance company in California, State Farm in particular, was, and I don't know what happened first, but, and I don't know if this is the whole story, but that they had basically said something along the lines of, okay, we need to dramatically increase prices. And then the government in California passed some kind of law or rule or something that essentially said insurers are not allowed to increase prices. Mm-hmm. And the caveat on that was that if they want to increase prices, they have to come to us first and they have to justify it. And we got to go through all these steps mm-hmm. and we have to approve it. So basically California yeah. said, you can't run a business. You can't, if your costs increase and you want to increase your sales number to outrun those costs, you're yeah. not allowed to do that. You have to come through us first. And State Farm basically said, you know what?
We're
screw
out.
You. Mm-hmm. We're moving out of this area.
We're Walgreens in this. We're out of here.
Yep. Yep.
So two things for me, just being a common folk. Mm-hmm. And also, where I'm from in Nebraska, we ran into this in the early 90s. We had a couple of really bad floods go through town mm-hmm. and all the areas around us. And it was expensive, and everybody had to like rebuild and all that stuff. Well, a lot of the insurance companies stopped giving flood insurance mm-hmm. to the homes here and there. So I've already been through this. Like, oh, you're near a floodplain. Well, you can't get flood insurance. Yeah. It's like, well, but that, why would I buy flood insurance if I don't need it?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm on top of a mountain, yeah. you know, so it's like, well, that's the only people we'll sell insurance to. So it's the same, to me, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
California just got with it. But where Ben took me to was, this is just another case of the government putting their hand in what should be an open market mm-hmm. and ruining it. Mm-hmm. That's what, to me.
Yeah.
And then that opens the door for a conspiracy like, oh, the government did it. Oh, no, mm-hmm. the government's just being ignorant, I guess.
Yeah.
Is ignorant the right word?
I guess I just don't understand. If your insurance, that is what the company is designed to do, like to give you mm-hmm. insurance for what you're asking for.
That's a terrible place to do what? Fire insurance. Right.
So where yeah. would you get it? Are you supposed to get it from another company?
Or insurance at its core is gambling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the insurance company is gambling with a stacked deck. Mm-hmm. So they are taking a risk, hoping that you will never have any problems and they'll just collect your premiums. Mm-hmm. But if you do have problems, then they have to pay some of that money back to you. And it's a big, it's almost like a big Ponzi scheme.
Sure.
Where it's like, okay, like think about this as an example. So let's say I have 10 customers that are paying me $200 a month, okay. Right? So I'm getting $2,000 a month from these 10 customers, and I'm putting this $2,000 a month in the bank. And at month six, I've got $12,000 in the bank, and one of those customers' house burns to the ground. But I've got $12,000 in the bank. I have to pay them $200,000, mm-hmm. right? You know, but and you can do the math. That all builds up. Or let's just say it's for cars. Let's make it a smaller number. Yeah. So one of those customers gets in an accident, and it's a $10,000 repair. Mm-hmm. But I've only got $12,000 in the bank. So I'm, with this Ponzi scheme, I'm taking everybody else's money that has essentially invested it in me mm-hmm. with the idea that they might get it back someday if they need it. And I have now spent all of their money on this one customer. And now I'm going to hope that none of the other nine have any issues so I can build that bank back up.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep playing this game.
So you need to get rid of hope and you need to hire a CEO like... But if you do that, then Luigi might come for you.
But you get the point of how this is supposed to work. So then when an insurance company looks at the risk and they say, okay, well, risk is going way up. There's a very good chance that we're going to have to pay out. So in order to cover that, we need to start collecting more money.
Yeah.
But then in turn, the government came and said something, and they're like, fuck you.
You can't set your prices. That's not fair. People can't afford it. Right. And it would have sorted itself out, and people would have struck up a deal with whoever, the insurance company or a different insurance company, to have limited coverage, to do this, to do that, whatever. But that wasn't even an option for these people. And State Farm, one of the biggest home insurers, said, we're out. We're out. We can't put up with these regulations, like many companies that have fled California.
Another good example is like the coast in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bunch of them that have all lost any kind of flood insurance because they keep having problems with that. Yeah. You know, these people have these big, beautiful homes on the beach and can't insure them for water.
Yeah.
You know?
People,
the thing is, what it goes back to, and this is the common folk spin that I have, is that people just do the dumbest shit. Like if we take and build multi-million dollar homes on the beach that we know someday there's going to be a big storm, a hurricane or whatever that's going to come in and it's going to smack this house.
You sound insensitive.
I mean, we know that.
I was born in this city that was below the
we know that's going to happen, right?
We do.
Yeah.
So we do that with the idea that, it's no big deal.
We're covered.
I can just pay an insurance company.
Yeah.
So then when the insurance company comes back and goes, no, sorry, bud. Yeah, then we're like, shit. Why did we build this house? What did we do?
I think the caveat to that, though, Ben, is those same individuals can afford to rebuild those million-dollar homes.
A lot of them can. Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
they don't really need the insurance, right? Yeah. And that's another thing that I was kind of paying attention to in these reports for the Palisades is that there's a whole bunch of celebrities that are losing million-dollar homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a part of me doesn't really care. And I know that might sound inhuman or insensitive, but as a common folk, I'm struggling now, you know, with my home and making the payments for my home and the bills and everything that I have. So in my mind, I'm like, you're going on TV and complaining or crying that you lost your $12 million home.
Yeah.
You're not, you got the world's most smallest violin going on in my corner right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I agree with that standpoint. I don't necessarily say that I'm like, I don't care. Although I don't have a whole lot of care for it, but that kind of thing, when you take someone that's a multimillionaire and they literally have gone on TV crying.
Yes.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Pleading for donations. I saw this couple. You probably know who they are. I just turned the TV on last night. It was on. It was when I got home from the rescue call. So it was like 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night. I turned the TV on. It says it was some news, but really it was just like, it was like TMZ almost or some shit. And there was some dude on there who's married to some lady who is a musician. Oh, really? Is that funny?
Well, I'm like, that doesn't that narrow it down very well.
He's married to some lady who was a musician. And what I picked up from this was the two of them was on this reality show. I think it was The Hills or something like that.
Okay.
So this chick, really bleached blonde hair.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And she's some kind of singer. I don't know what the hell. And apparently, like, her last album was like 15 years ago. Well, they're interviewing these two, and these two are just crying, you know, their hearts out and blah, blah. Oh, my God, I just can't believe this, you know, blah, blah, blah. They had apparently been on this thing on social media where they're pleading for help. The world has made her 15-year-old album number one on the iTunes charts because they've all gone and started buying all of her stuff to give her to help her, to give her money back. I'm looking at this and I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me.
She's probably crying even more because Apple iTunes probably bought all the rights.
Was it like the tardy for the party, that girl?
I have no idea who these people are, but
she don't cook, she don't clean.
Oh man, I hope we don't lose a lot of your crowd on this this conversation.
I don't think we're gonna. I don't think that's
What's the top song?
No, it is tough. What I think of, and it kind of goes to Ben's people doing stupid things where. But I kind of admire it, where they save up all their money. They have this vision, this dream. We're going to build a house on the beach because that's what my wife wants, and I want to provide this for the kids. And then a hurricane comes in. You know, you feel terrible for them. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't. You're on a beach, man.
Yeah.
And what did you
expect that was going to happen?
There's, even if it's not a hurricane, storms come in.
Yep.
Since we've moved here, there's been 3 registered tornadoes.
Yeah.
You know, like... Yeah. And, to my knowledge, I don't think there was any tornadoes the previous 20 years.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
that's
Heidi.
Another thing with your climate change. They paint this weird picture where, like, it was static at one time. And I think the temperature has never been the same ever from one year to the next on this planet, on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So why are we trying to say California is hotter than ever?
Right.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Ask the dinosaurs that were incinerated, you know, like whatever, 200 years ago, whenever they died. Right. You know,
it's just hotter than we have ever, I guess, documented or experienced, which is
do we know that?
Yeah.
But the thing is, we only have a snippet of like a few hundred or maybe a thousand years, you know, where we're talking about millions of years.
Right.
And
well, then don't say ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they just throw these
it's
words
a fear
in
factor
there.
In there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my belief is the world warming up? Probably. Mm. Like the Earth is going through cycles. It's just going to go through these natural cycles anyway. Yeah. Where I have a problem, you know, from the conspiracy standpoint, is when they come in and they say, well, you can't do this anymore, and you can't do that anymore. Yep. You can't do that because you are warming up the planet. Cows are killing our environment. Yep. You know, they need to quit burping.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of shit.
Yeah,
like
the flatulence.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff. And that's interesting that you bring that up because in my odd facts surrounding the LA fires, there was a couple of other things I wanted to say real quick. Mm-hmm. So the mayor of LA cut...
She wasn't even there.
No, she wasn't even there. She was in Africa for a wedding. The king of Africa or prince of Africa got married, and she was there celebrating.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
According to that one movie, yes.
Yeah. Coming to America?
Yeah.
I freaking love that movie.
It's a good one.
It's so good.
She cut the budget for the fire department. $17.5 million.
I heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
It gets crazier.
So obviously, again, if you're paying attention to the news, one of the biggest red flags that people were saying that there was no water in the fire hydrants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Andy had mentioned something about the reservoir earlier, and he was correct. So again, 2 months ago, so 2 months on State Farm, and then 2 months ago for the water reservoir near the Palisades, they depleted it. They took it all out.
Like they just emptied it.
Like just for shits and giggles or?
Two. A
few things.
Yeah.
Smelt was the big one, wasn't it?
Yep. So they got a fish problem. There's a little fish called the smelt. So they're trying to redirect it and send it upstream. California is big on their EPAs. So those guys come in there and a lot of the part of the reason why California is the way that it is because the EPA, you know, that government agency coming in there and they're just putting down laws and shutting stuff down to save habitat, if you will.
And California is like the EPA's playground, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We get into this stuff because my wife's a wildlife biologist.
Okay.
And what kind of pisses me off is the studies weren't even conclusive in order to, like, I don't know, it might save the smelt. Smelt might use that water stream. We don't know.
Right.
So yeah. Just on the hunch that it might work, you're going to deplete the water to the tune of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as State Farm saw that, like, we're out. Yeah. I mean, it just, to me, it makes sense. Like, it's all, like, systematic. Yeah, like, you have stupid people doing stupid shit.
Yes.
Then you have smart people that, like, run State Farm and insurance coming, like, we're smart. We're out.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, we can see what you're doing. Like, the underwriters are looking at it and going, dude, you're not going to have enough water if something major goes down.
Yeah.
And Gavin was talking about, oh, we took out the dams. I'm so proud. And blah, blah, blah. Like, that video is really coming back to haunt him.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I listened to a recording of the fire chief, or I guess.
Multiple fire chiefs.
Well, it was a lady that I was listening to, so multiple, I don't know what jurisdiction mm-hmm. she was, but mm-hmm. she's just ripping the mayor. Mm-hmm. And then they played the mayor, and the mayor was like, the cuts that we made have nothing to do with what these deficiencies are, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
come on, man.
Yikes.
Yeah. Fire departments, just like police departments, just like really any other municipality are strapped as it is.
Yeah.
You can go in and take 17 mil. I mean, forget about it, dude.
Yeah. And Adam Carolla, his video is going pretty viral right now, too, because he tried to be a firefighter. And they straight up told him.
That.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, man. That it got into a lot of DEI shit.
Yes. So
not only did you cut the budget by about $20 million, you also denied your best people, didn't promote your best people, and if you could just say, I'm trans, I'm a minority, I'm a woman, you just got to skip in line. Mm. So, you know, you said a lot of women. You could say, I don't want to say women, but a lot of. It appears a lot of unqualified people got some pretty high-ranking positions, and they're just in over their head. They're like, oh, fuck, there's a fire coming over the hill.
Yeah.
Turn on the water. We don't have any water. We cut that, remember? Oh, yeah, to save the fucking fish.
So what I don't understand from
Don't worry. The insurance will cover it.
Oh,
the insurance is gone now.
What I don't understand
from a
common folk, common standpoint, point of view is I feel like all I ever hear about California is how dry they are.
Yeah.
Like, they're always hurting for water.
Yes.
They're in water restrictions. Yeah. Like, there's not enough water to water the farm fields, mm-hmm. to irrigate the farm fields. You know, there's always a problem. Our streams are running dry, all this kind of stuff. And then I hear, okay, we're emptying a reservoir?
Mm-hmm. We're going to dump it into the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think to myself,
brilliant.
Like, this makes no sense. Like, the more and more things you hear, it just makes no sense. And that's where these conspiracies come from, is when shit just doesn't make sense.
Yep.
It's like, okay, well, then what does make sense? Like, what is happening?
And this is not a conspiracy. Like, these are all true. These are all facts.
Things that have actually happened. Yeah.
So then you're like, well, what's really going on here?
Yeah.
Like, what's the big picture happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So now I will throw in what we call a 15-minute city.
Hmm.
Andy, are you familiar with this?
Well, I've seen a little bit about this. I really don't. I don't know much about it.
Have you really?
Well, I've seen it.
Okay.
Like all a smart city?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to build that right where the fires are.
So part of
shockingly, that came out as a plan a few years ago, right?
Some of the information that's coming out right now is a lot of those houses in the Palisades had smart meters.
Yes, I have heard that.
And a lot of people are speculating that the smart meters, or what was in the smart meters, how it was made, or, you know, what was actually, you know, I don't know the actual, if it's cobalt or
the construction.
So
the meter, the smart meter, probably not everybody even knows what that means. What is a smart meter?
So a smart meter basically is, okay, just picture the meter on your house in current state.
Your electrical meter.
Your electric meter.
That's just rolling the dial.
Yep. So the smart meter is now set in place to where, for example, if your house flickers, that data will be sent back to the electric company in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So they know on the data that they receive when that house flickered. Not only that, But then it gets a little deeper because some of those smart meters are now controllable on the electrical end of the company.
Yeah, the third party can take control.
Yes, that is
so
correct.
So who owns those smart meters? Like, does it like an OPPD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so OPPD, they've started a program right now. And this is all out there, so you can definitely get
online.
Yeah, it's all online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They haven't implemented the smart meters as of yet, but the test cases are in motion, and so they'll do control tests with them, and you know, work out the kinks and all that good stuff. But eventually, they're going to get to a place where they're going to come knocking one day. Or send a letter, or however they're going to do it. They'll do some type of campaign, and they'll say, hey, we've got these new meters, and they're smart. And this is all the good things about
it. This is going to benefit you.
Yeah, this will benefit you.
Over and over.
Will you have a choice at that point? Are they still going to have the old meters, or will that just go away?
My guess is that in our area, you'll have a choice probably for a while.
Yes. Yeah.
But I bet in a lot of these areas in the country, they're just installing
them. So right. Like in California, some of these people probably didn't even have a choice. This is what you're getting.
Yep. Yep, okay. Pretty much. I don't want to assume that, you know, obviously I'd like to, you know, a part of me always thinks that we always have a choice and stuff, but to your point, yeah, they could easily, cause I was hearing some wild stuff at one point where they were going to put some type of, electronic device on your water intake. Like you couldn't use
limit your water.
Because of the drought. Like how much water? Oh, you used 3 gallons today. All right, you're cut off at 4. You can't do it anymore. You can't use any more water. You know, and stuff to that nature. And it's kind of like, are you impeding on people's, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? You know, they're. I don't know.
What this goes back to for me is what I was talking about earlier is. And I understand that some people probably don't have a choice. You know, they're like Andy said earlier, I was born here.
Born in New Orleans.
Right. Like and they can't get out or whatever. But a lot of people do have a choice. And a lot of people have made the choice to live in these freaking environments.
Oh, yeah.
And how can you not see the writing on the wall that when you pack millions and millions of people in a small little area, that you are going to run out of damn resources?
Yeah.
And then someone's going to have to come in and start controlling it.
Because they don't see that. They're in it. Mm. When you're like in it, in an effed up relationship, you don't really see it, you know.
I can buy that, but I also don't. I don't think California should ever run out of water.
You got the ocean.
Riddle me this, Mr. Blue Agent. How in the hell does California grow all these goddamn almonds and everything else that takes so much goddamn energy and water? How do they have these huge farms?
Yep.
That takes so much goddamn water. Like we grow corn, that takes a lot of energy, a lot of water.
Yep.
Not as much as it does to grow a freaking nut.
Yeah.
And then
so
California's
they get water.
Like pistachios, almonds. Yep. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can you tell me that we're going to limit water to people, but one of your biggest exports is almonds?
Yeah.
Like when you're saying make it make sense, that's where like the conspiracy almost makes me feel better.
Yeah,
right. Because you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
I think there's some really smart people at play and then a lot of dumb people at play. Yes. And more times than not, unfortunately, that's
so
the way.
So then who's pulling the strings here?
A couple that bought all the water rights.
Well, this has got to go back to the conspiracy theory, right? So you're painting the picture of, you know, the fires are going on. Here's all these things that exist.
They want to
build
a
city. What is it? Yeah, these 15. So you were going to talk a little bit about these 15-minute cities.
Yeah. So a 15-minute city is a model for urban planning that aims to make daily needs accessible within a 15-minute walk or bike ride. The goal is to reduce car use and promote active transportation. So
bicycles, jogging.
Yep. Yes.
That's the stated goal.
Walking, et cetera, et cetera. 15 minutes.
Man, they are going to be looking fit.
Sure.
In that town.
Right.
That 15-minute town. Damn.
And tan, no shade.
So, right. Yeah. Yeah. So the 15-minute cities are designed to be human-centric with a focus on green space. Again, climate change, going green, bike lanes, public walkways, services. So 15-minute cities provide access to essential services like healthcare, education, shopping, leisure. So paint the picture, right? So for example, this nice table, in the center of this table is the label of the company. And this would be your 15-minute city, okay? So Ben brought up the whole population. You're going to have all these people come in and live in this 15-minute city. Okay, so what if I want to go and visit my family that lives in Nebraska? If I'm living in California and this 15-minute city is being built, can I leave? So part of the conspiracy theory is that, no, you will not be able to leave.
It's a cult.
It's something.
That's beyond a cult.
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Beast we were watching. It's like that island.
What this, like Simpsons, the movie, there's going to be a bubble, like every 50 minutes, so he has a bubble over top of it.
Simpsons always predicts this.
That's true. I didn't think about that conspiracy.
That is a really great topic that we could probably have, and just alone on that series.
We're going to put that one on the list.
Oh, man. It is called so much that has come.
But that is really, I've heard about these 15-minute city things, but like you just said, that Simpsons movie where they put the bubble over them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that is kind of what you're explaining here.
But okay,
looking through it.
I'm all for the, let's say, the 15-minute city, and I do think people need to exercise more and bike more and drink less beer, less coffee. But that there still needs to be an airport. There still needs to be how are you just going to keep people in the city? Build a wall? I thought we were against walls.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is where it's going to get really, really deep and really scary.
Okay.
So the elites, if you will, of this world that we live in, there's an entity out there that want to control the human population.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, they're going to have to build these 15-minute cities and put these people in this place. And they will not allow you to leave. They will not allow you to fly. They will not allow you to have a car. They will not allow you to do X, Y, and Z at some point.
I mean, who in the right mind would do that?
So agenda, let's see here, agenda 2030, and then there's agenda 2050. This goes into other conspiracies that we can talk at another time and date. And I think that it is related to a lot of the things that we're seeing right now. Another fire, Maui, Maui fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, Maui, Lahaina, excuse me if I'm saying that right. Lahaina had a fire, what was it, about 2 or 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tornado comes through, all this type of stuff, high winds. Fire starts to break out specifically in Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
Prior before the fire breaking out, again, they're going through this hurricane season. The electric company did not do their due diligence and shut down the electrical or electricity, if you will, in the power lines. Okay, so then right now the story goes is that the winds were so bad that the line fell and sparked.
I do remember that, like, their mayor appeared a lot like the Palisades mayor, where, like, she was at a wedding or he was at a wedding or something. He's like, oh, shoot, yeah, man, that sucks. I was gone and
just happened to be out of town.
Fire started.
Right. Huh. Right.
So, I mean, it had the same feel to it.
Yep. And then you were also going to hear the same coincidences that have transpired in the Palisade fires, meaning that the lack of response from the police department and the fire department was a whole debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people died. A lot of people are still missing.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. Strangely enough, videos started to formulate on social media that anything that was covered in blue did not catch fire. So people were like, well, that is extremely odd. We see all these homes and we see all these cars, and unfortunately we see bodies burnt to a crisp.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there's a blue trash can standing right next to that burning car and nothing.
It's
roof.
It's a plastic blue.
Yeah. Or a roof that was painted blue, et cetera, et cetera. So then people are like, what's really going on here? So then here comes the direct energy, the beam theory. People are starting posting videos of a beam heading down and all kinds of stuff and starting stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, no pun intended, but that caught fire and it blew up social media and people just started running with these conspiracy theories. Now, is it true or not? Unfortunately, we don't know. And the part of the problem is that, you know, these same local governments go in and they try to do their own investigations. Well, there's a problem with that, right? If I got my top guy, my top investigator that I put in place, isn't that what would you call that? A
bite in the hand that feeds. Yeah, there's a lot.
It's a conflict of interest.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, of course, he's not going to go against anything.
No, no.
Because he's getting paid and he wants his job.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of bizarre things with the Hawaii deal. The big difference for me with Hawaii and the Palisades is, for the most part, in Hawaii, from what I understood, was that was a lot of people that weren't well off. These were natives that didn't have a lot of money, that were making an honest living, doing this. And then you're at the exact opposite of the spectrum, right, for the most part, in California, where, you know, we were talking about these celebrities crying and bullshit.
So I was listening to a podcast today, and this fire thing's all over everything, and everyone's talking about it. Listen to the Drinking Bros.
They're fun.
Have you listened to them?
I did a couple times. Yeah.
So one of the guys on there, one of the hosts, actually lived in this area for a long time. And he was naming the town or whatever. It's not Palisades. Like, the Palisades is the rich people, like you're talking about. But he was naming this other area, and he was like, this is literally a suburb of middle, at best, income people.
Right. Yeah.
And he said the only reason these people live in these houses is because they've been passed down from generation to generation to generation. Mm. They're not selling.
So that is a lot like Hawaii.
Yeah, yep. He said they're not selling these houses because they can't buy another one. They couldn't afford to buy another one, but they can afford to live in mom's house or grandma's house once grandma dies.
Yeah. Yep.
So he said this is literally like middle-income folks, and this whole area is completely burned up as well.
They can't afford to rebuild.
They actually sent, and this is the reason why things like podcasts are getting major news stations shut down. Mm-hmm. These dudes, for as much jokers as they are, sent two people from their organization there.
Yeah.
And these dudes are running around talking to people. They're reporting live like the news would to the podcast. They're telling them what they're seeing. They're interviewing people.
Yeah.
And they're getting the real story out.
Yeah, that's damning to the story we're trying to tell in the 2.5 minute window.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Absolutely.
But no, but the point is that
there is a whole lot more going on there at all the income levels, not just these, you know, super rich.
So that in itself is a fun conspiracy, to where it's like, nah, guys, we're not doing that to poor people. It's rich people. See that bitch crying on TV? Don't feel sorry for her. Just let us do what we're doing. Don't feel sorry. In fact, bitch about her. She's the enemy. She's bad, right?
So ultimately, when you bring all this together, I don't know if you have other stuff that you want to talk about this in particular, but are you saying that the conspiracy theory of what's going on in California is that these fires in one way or another have been intentionally set and for the purpose of clearing space to rebuild these 15-minute cities? Is that ultimately what we're talking about?
That is correct, yeah. And time will tell, right? Like, right now, obviously, you folks and maybe your audience can think I'm completely crazy and a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, which, you know, I hold that badge. I will honor that because, to Andy's point earlier, I don't trust the news. I don't trust the government. And it's very difficult because I have to piece together things when I hear from different podcasts, or I'll get on YouTube and follow different stuff. Go ahead, Andy.
So, no, to your point, it's a conflict that I run into with a lot of people where I don't want TikTok to be banned.
Right.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it does just mush our kids' brains, my brain. I think TikTok is evil, basically. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that happen on TikTok that nobody else is getting anywhere else.
That's right.
The only counter shit that was coming out of Israel and what's going on over there came on TikTok. Yep. Otherwise, the other side of the story wasn't being told at all anywhere. 100%. So they frame it as China's bad. We're in a race against China. See how bad they are. They're bad. Why are they bad? What they do? You know, they're trying to be a superpower. Well, isn't that what we're doing?
Right.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Dumbass. Take one step back. A half step back. Right. So if China's bad, then America's bad, right? Because they're trying to do what we're trying to do. No, no. Ban TikTok. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I went on a little rant there. But I don't want TikTok banned because I want let you sort it out. Mm-hmm. Let Mr. Blue Agent sort it out here. Let us all sort it out.
Yeah.
Give us as much information as possible.
Yeah.
And we'll take it how it goes.
Yeah, because when you start closing down those avenues, then that sets a precedence, a scary precedence, because then that means it's being all controlled, right? Mm-hmm. You take away something that I think, to Andy's point, hey, even though, yeah, TikTok is making my brain mush, but I do get to see what is happening in other countries because Fox News or MSNBC or ABC or anybody else that you want to put into that mix isn't showing me that stuff, you know, and maybe I'll read about it, but how do I know that that's even accurate?
Even something less threatening, we'll say. Let's go to, I don't know why, furries. Kids that dress up as fucking animals and bark and shit on the sidewalks and stuff. They're all over TikTok from what I hear. Rather than making fun of them and say, like, see, TikTok's bad, why don't we, like, get to the root cause? Like, why the fuck are all these 15-year-olds dressing up like foxes and coyotes and dogs, acting like dogs, and then projecting it out to the world on the internet? Yeah. Let's use that information that we're gathering to try and make a difference for good, rather than ridicule and just shit on them on Fox News. See? Yeah. Yeah. Like, God damn it. Yeah. You know, it's not TikTok that's the problem. And it's I get into a huge argument all the time for not wanting TikTok to be banned. I'm like, I don't understand. You don't want X to be banned.
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah. In fact, you kind of, a lot of people glorify Elon. I think he's cool. I think he's really weird, but
yeah.
I like him. Yeah, I like what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot there to unpack,
right?
Especially, yeah. There's a lot of impact.
I think, you know, once folks start, like, thinking for themselves, you know, rather than just going along with everything that you're being told, you know, these are the kind of thoughts that you start having, you know, and you start looking at things, you just start going, man, this doesn't add up.
Yeah.
This doesn't add up. This doesn't add up. So what is it, you know? Could everything that you're saying right now about these fires, could that be possible? In my mind, I look at it and I go, yeah, it could be possible. Definitely seems out there, but it doesn't add up the way these things started. It doesn't add up why they couldn't get on top of them. All these points about the fire departments and the water and the mayor and, you know, all the things don't, the insurance companies, none of those things don't add up. That's you know, that all this is happening at the same time.
And you know what would really happen if you allowed people to just think for themselves and watch whatever they wanted to watch and try to tell the full story? They would become free thinkers, right?
Yeah.
And that would hold government's feet to the fire a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, because then I would ask a little more question, like, so who the fuck is our fire chief?
Yeah.
What did she do?
Yep.
What was her previous job?
Yep.
Oh, she used to work at Walgreens, and she got fired because Walgreens moved out of state. She has no right to be a fire chief.
Right.
You know, like, and that's the stuff that's on X. That is not on Fox News. That is not on CNN. Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy fucking Drinking Bros podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the name even, Drinking Bros. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing with podcasts right now. It's still in its infancy, and it's an easy target, I feel like.
Yeah. They're definitely coming after podcasts.
Oh, big time.
For sure.
There was a bill actually brought up in, I don't know if it's a bill, Laverre bill, I don't know, up in Canada, like, make podcasts. Podcasts aren't illegal, but our government has to listen to them first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then we'll my God. Yeah.
That really happened.
Yeah.
Because they're really going after Joe Rogan when, you know, he was spreading misinformation. Misinformation.
Keyword.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
If I start getting visits or letters or I start seeing black SUVs following me down the road, dude, I'm kicking your ass out of here.
I don't know.
Tell the SUV to follow the van.
Yeah, that means you're doing something right.
Right, yeah.
And they don't want you to go down that path.
I was blown away when we did that podcast over Silicon Valley Bank.
Yeah.
I know we got whatever.
Yeah.
Because we had a nice consistent, we were growing, and we were getting, 200 downloads and 500 downloads per episode. And I tried to get a title that wouldn't talk about, because there was a lot of smoke around that, and it didn't matter. It's still just like three downloads.
I was going to say the algorithm.
We literally just pointed out the obvious.
We
were just like, this is what's obviously going on here,
And I did a little video, and I don't post very often on YouTube, but I did a YouTube short.
I remember that, yeah.
And that got like 7 views. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't do it very often, so when I do, I get more views than 7. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Well, Agent Blue, what else do you have to say about the fires? Anything?
Let's see here. I don't think so. I think we touched on a lot. Morgan, I kind of feel like you've been quiet. Do you have any thoughts on any of this, or like your own personal opinion, or
no? I feel like you said it all. I mean, those are the things I saw too.
No, but are you on board with the 15-minute city?
No, I think it's fucking stupid.
Really?
Yeah, it's really dumb. I would never.
No, but do you think there's an outside force trying to?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's I'm getting at.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me living there. Yeah. I'd rather die than live in a 15-minute city.
I'm a little more on the fence with it. I just think it's a lot of stupid fucking people, a lot of stupid systems.
I think it's one of those things, again, if you just look at it and you point out the obvious, like, why would they not be wanting to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you could build a 15-minute city where all these things are combined in this area and you can keep everybody within 15 minutes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes down to it, all these things go back to some kind of control.
Yeah.
So you have a control over that. Like if you're the entity that's building this thing and you essentially own everything in it, you own the Starbucks, you own the you own the gas station, you own the grocery store, you own all these things, and everyone has to, not only do they have to, they're going to want to shop at all of these things. You're controlling all the flow of the money in that little city. You got control over everything.
Yeah.
I had a question for Agent Blue that kind of goes into that. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is happening in California. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like Skid Row was kind of like a case study? Like, well, let's see if people will bend to this. And that was more of a handout. Like, Skid Row. You know what Skid Row is?
I don't. I'm not familiar with it.
You know what Skid Row is?
Can you refresh my memory?
It used to be a really beautiful part of downtown LA.
Okay.
Beautiful old buildings, and then that's where homeless people started to congregate early on. Okay. And then since that's where
were they congregating or conjugating?
Conjugating. Sir, I don't
probably
know.
Probably both.
Congregate.
Yeah, they pray. No. Anyhow, the population of homeless started to build around there, I think the street's name.
Multiply. They multiplied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they brought in more, congregating. And then there was free sandwiches, and then the shitty shanty shelters were put up, and then nice shelters were put up. But it kept feeding into itself. So then you had more and more homeless people going to California, going to Skid Row.
Yep.
And now it's to a point where they're handing out free drugs there.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a strong arm move of control. Like, you can't get out. You don't want to get out. Yep. In fact, here's your free drugs.
Yep.
It's gotten to that point where they are handing out, and it's all in the name of safety and taking care of you.
Right.
Because if you're going to do it anyway, we want you here where if you OD, we have medical people ready for you because we're here too.
Well, there's a lot of people that are looking for exactly that.
Yeah.
They want that comfort and that feeling of, I've got everything that I need here. I'm going to be taken care of no matter what.
So my question was, is this phase one? Is Skid Row phase one to this?
I heard an interesting theory the other day. And if you think about this for just a hot minute and dealing with COVID, a lot of businesses in the metro area just completely went away, right? Like, obviously, they're still standing physically, but all those businesses left those buildings because everybody went home. Okay. Well, all right. So everybody went home. So what happens to those buildings? And the theory that I heard the other day was the infrastructure for the 15-minute cities theoretically is already there. So what would happen is they would just come back in, you know, whoever the government, the city government, whoever it might be, they'll just reconfigure those buildings to, you know, house, you know, the homeless or anybody that wants to live in these 15-minute cities that we can control. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure is there. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. Obviously, in my back of my mind, I'm like, no way. I mean, are we going to get to that point where we're just going to just bend over backwards and we're just going to take it and everybody's just going to stand in a line and say, yep, let's go?
I mean, I say build the cities and put all the bombs in one city. Hell yeah. Like, put all the druggies
holy
in a 15-minute city.
You just
want
to redo Australia?
Oh, is that not brilliant?
You sound like a Briton back in the good old days, 1600s, right?
I mean, I'm kind of. Let's put them all in one city. Give them what they need. Drugs in the freaking candy store, you know?
I'm kind of the
Lock
feeling, that same kind of feeling in that, hey, if they want to build these things, you know, I mean, there's going to be people that are going to make the choice to go there.
Yeah, and if they can't leave. Yeah.
But the thing is let them go there. Then we know, because I'm not going there. So let those people go. And
exactly. And they'll make it enticing too, right? So this will be universal income, universal health care. You know, your transportation, you can either bike, ride, or take, you know, maybe something electric. Mm. I'm assuming that this is going to be a smart city because anything that's smart, i.e. Smart meter, you know, now we've got AI, that's a whole other thing that we could talk about down the road. But all these things, it's the perfect storm.
Yeah, they're going to have the robots there in the city. Oh, my God. This is...
I think the choice factor is going to get lost, though, in that.
Correct. Yeah.
What do you mean? That you won't have any more choices?
But they're gonna
once we get to a number, once we get, let's say, 50 smart cities, and it's like, nope, this is the way.
Right.
See, like, it's good enough for these millions of people. And also, it's not fair. You're giving them, you're taking away a level of choice when you're making it free, we'll call it.
Yep. But I feel like if you're that dumb to go,
you wouldn't be that dumb because that's illogical. The whole damn thing is, you know, free healthcare, free this, free that.
Yeah.
So you're not playing a fair game. You're pulling one over on these people, you know, and I have a weak mind. I have my shortcomings. Mm-hmm. And who's to say if, my house burns down here, the fourth tornado gets it. Here's a brand new house in the Palisades where I can just take my family and everything's provided for free. That's a pretty goddamn good deal.
Yeah.
And you're willing to give up a bunch for it, apparently.
What am I willing to give up?
Yeah, he lost
doesn't everything.
Everything's there.
Yeah.
Well, there's always a trade-off, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think that's his point.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, it's not a fair game that they're playing with this 15-minute city type deal.
And they make it enticing.
Yeah,
they make it super enticing. Absolutely.
But that's why I want to fight that. I want to fight all of it.
That's my question. Like, when? Where? How do we fight this? Like, I try to talk. Yeah,
podcast.
I mean, we keep
talking about it.
Yeah, we gotta expose it. That's the whole thing about the conspiracy world of just conspiracy theories in general is that we just gotta shine light on the darkness. That's it.
Yeah.
Once we get people start to, why would State Farm do that? Or why would they pull the reserve out of the reservoir? Like, I don't understand that. That's the type of stuff that gets people thinking again and get
them
engaged.
Why would Gavin Newsom celebrate taking out fire breaks?
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I totally agree. Shine a light on it.
Yeah.
You know, and then, because everything's a conspiracy theory until it's not.
Yep, that's right.
Or it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I like it.
So the world is, the conspiracy world is pretty enticing and it can suck you in. Obviously, you can go down different rabbit holes that will not be, I've been in situations before personally where it's affected me mentally. I'm continuously seeing bad stuff, right? And when you continuously see bad stuff, that's going to alter your way of thinking and how you feel. In your projection in life, because it's a doomsday scenario. I'm just waiting for someone to put their finger on the button and drop that bomb.
Isn't that going to happen? Like, I mean, on if you listen we're to getting the close news, to the 20th yeah. here, guys.
Yeah. So, 4 days?
I know. No, like, 4 days? We better buckle down. Do we all have bunkers?
I will say, I got a degree in marketing, and it was basically 2.5, 3 years, you know, once you get into your 300 level and up classes, figuring out how to manipulate people basically is what it is. Yeah. Like making them buy a product they don't need.
Yep.
And you make it enticing, you make it sexy, you make it hot, make it feel like they need to have it. Do you want to be happy? Drink a Coors Light.
Right.
You want to be really happy? Drink five.
Yeah.
You know, buy a 12, right. Forget a 12-pack, buy a case. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. And I had a really good professor where he took more than a couple moments to really hammer that home to us. Like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. You know, you got to realize that. And right now, I feel too many people don't understand that it's a lot of bullshit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and to debunk conspiracies, just like you said, shine a light on it.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Figure it out. There is no goddamn Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Yes, there is.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That's a great subject we can talk about. You know, and I think we might be coming up on time, but I'll end with this. if and when I start talking about conspiracy theories to other individuals, I make it a point for them to do their own research, and then I tell them I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong about all of this, and I want to be crazy, but my gut is telling me that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I need other people to feel the same way, or at least, again, shine the light on it so that I'm not the only one that is sitting in this corner feeling this way, because it's lonely. It is. You know, you start telling your friends and your friends start making fun of you. Mm-hmm. It gets tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So,
I got you.
But again, I'd rather people prove me wrong. I want to be wrong in these scenarios,
right?
For sure. So,
do you think? I don't know if you've thought about this. If you could put a number to the number of individual conspiracy theories that you've thought about, and what percentage of those have actually proven to be true? Like, if you were just to guess.
The ones that I really focus on and that I have been very vocal about and try to pass that knowledge on, I would say pretty darn close to 90%.
Wow. I was thinking like 50. That's a lot.
Yeah. No, I know.
Wow.
And again, I'm not, it's not the Bigfoots. It's not the Loch Ness Monster one.
Right. Yeah.
It's these, like the fires, the Maui fires, the Palisade fires, stuff that our government gets their hands into, even local affairs. I mean, gosh darn, what was it? Omaha had a really nasty one back in the 80s with Boys Town. And I apologize to the Omahans around here because I love Omaha. But there's some really dark skeletons.
That gets shut down.
Yeah.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah. Just the ones that make sense. Like I would love to talk about aliens. I would love to talk about Bigfoot because it's just my opinion. Like, it's just natural thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, I can't produce facts for that. Right. All we have is basically eyewitnesses.
You didn't get an alien in your van?
No. Maybe an illegal.
Illegal.
You were talking earlier about it being a lonely world. Is that why, you know, that day I found you, you were in that van by yourself doing God knows what?
Yeah.
Research.
Research. Thank you, Andy. That's correct. It was research, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got in that van, and you know, honestly, like, there's periods of it that I can't remember. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I still, okay. I'm a little scared now.
Look at the light.
I still have some soreness. I don't know.
Curious.
Stop.
I don't know where that came from, but I feel like you've got, you know, one of those faces that I can trust, so.
I mean, he just said he doesn't have many friends, so I don't want you hanging out with him much, okay?
That's all right. Drink
We're
some,
not gonna make
drink
this
some more
a normal
Coors
occasion.
Edge to take the take the edge off.
Right, right. All right, well,
this
Agent,
was fun.
Agent Blue, thanks for coming.
I appreciate you, Agent guys. Blue. I appreciate you. Big
what
time.
We're,
I appreciate
what
you
we're
folks.
Hoping to do is do this at least monthly.
Okay.
So, you know, round up your topics.
Yeah. Oh, I'm yeah, sure he's got
can,
a list.
If I can find you, if you, you know, if and when you...
Does he have a cell phone?
You, that's what I was about to say. If and when you get a new burner phone, you change your number, those kinds of things, make sure you save mine so you can send it to me so we don't lose touch. I got to have a way to contact you, you know.
He Let's, might be at Hy-Vee again.
Yeah, if all else yeah. If all else fails, if
Go
all
to
else
Hy-Vee.
Fails.
They're going
to
do opposite of sponsors. They're going to have a gag order.
If we can't connect, if something goes wrong, just go to Hy-Vee and I promise you within 24 hours I will be there.
Okay.
That's, oh, I believe you.
Gosh. Okay.
And I'll find you.
He's probably Morgan. Already at Hy-Vee. Yeah.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Since, yeah, you're kind of quiet this one. Would you like to pick out the next one?
No.
Yeah, I think you should.
She's going to be thinking. She's going to come up with something.
Okay. Yeah. I'll think about it.
Okay.
I didn't feel like I was that quiet. There was just a lot that I can't interject when he's talking and you guys are.
Oh, it's conspiracy theories. You can interject whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I said the wrong word, and we went silent.
Yeah, there was a beep earlier in the episode.
I'm saying on the other episodes we had to like drop talked about.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get us in trouble here. So I don't know what I can and can't say anymore.
I think we're all right so far. We'll
we're
see.
All good.
We'll pay attention to the. To the numbers.
The old algorithms.
We'll watch the rearview mirror and make sure.
Mm-hmm. Black helicopter.
Yep. We'll get the drones up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you
That's
guys got
it.
Anything else?
Nope.
Peace.
Better get home. I hope that old van starts. All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
Oh, boy.